Masechta Ksubos begins with the halacha of a psula nesas liyom harvi. A psula should get married on Wednesday. V'almana, an almana gets married liyom chamishi. And as the Mishnah explains, the reason a psula gets married on Wednesday is because if the chosen on the night of the wedding, when he does bi'iyah for the first time with his kala, who's supposed to be a psula, discovers that his kala, this wife, is not a psula, the halacha is that at that point he has to go to Bezdin, and as the Mishnah and Gemara explain, Ezra instituted that Batei Dinim were only in session on Monday and Thursday, and therefore, if the wedding is on Wednesday night, he will find Beis Din in session Thursday morning. But if the wedding is on a different night, by the time he has an opportunity to come to Beis Din, waiting till Beis Din is in session, he might cool down, he may change his mind. In fact, the Sfarim teach us from here how it is so easy to want to do the right thing and change your mind so very quickly. And therefore, Chazal instituted that the wedding should take place on Wednesday night. So, of course, the question that comes up is that why do we make weddings on other nights besides Wednesday night? And the question, of course, we will also discuss is when is the right time? When may a wedding take place and when a wedding not take place? So, of course, the first question that we need to discuss, and which is really mentioned by the Gemara indirectly as well, is even if, as we will explain, the Gemara says it on Daf Gimel and Aleph, Ha'idna, Isha Nisas B'chal Yoyim, in our times, women get married every day of the week, even besulas. Ask the Ritva that we have a klal that appears numerous times in Shas, that if Beis Din, if Chazal established a rule, Ein Beis Din Acha Yochel Levatel Divrei Beis Din Chaveroi, another Beis Din has no right, no ability to overrule what was instituted by a previous Beis Din. Elm came Gorl Memenu B'choch V'Biminyan. Only if the later Beis Din is greater than the earlier Beis Din, which we know is hardly ever the case. So how, even if, as we will explain, Chazal, the reason for getting married and on Wednesday does not apply Bizman Hazeh. And so let's understand, indeed, why not. Not because, as we're learning, Chazal wanted us, as we explained in the Mishnah, wanted us to get married Wednesday night, that in case it turns out that the kal is not a besula, they can immediately come to Beis Din. So number one, our batei dinim don't sit in session specifically Monday and Thursday. So the reason that once you get married Wednesday night, so they should be able to go to Beis Din Thursday morning, because that's when Beis Din is in session, doesn't apply nowadays where Beis Din is in session all of the time, or not in session all of the time. But there's another reason as well. The concern is that in those days, the Arison was done, and as we mentioned many times in our shiurim, midoraisa, once a girl is mureses, she is an eishes ish for all intents and purposes. They don't live together as husband and wife for till they become nesua, but as far as the halach is concerned, she is an eishes ish. And since as far as the halach is concerned, she is an eishes ish, that's why if she has relations with a man during that time, it's like an eishes ish had relations, she becomes osel abal, she becomes usur to her husband if it was done willingly. If her husband's a kayin, she becomes usur even if she was violated. The halacha is aslabal vaslabayil. If there are edim and asra, she would be chayiv misa. And in those times, as we will learn many times in our Masechta, the erusin and the suin were not done at the same time. In fact, typically there was a year in between the erusin and the nisuin. And therefore we can have a real concern what might have happened if this woman had relations while she was already in Eishes Ish. However, Bizman Hazeh, where the erusin and the nisuin are done essentially simultaneously, all under the chuppah, so there is no concern that she might have done had relations while she was an arusa. A girl Bizman Hazeh is an arusa just for a couple of moments. And what we call a girl engaged, an engagement, an erusin, a girl who's engaged, an arusa, is not a precise halachic term. And therefore, the concern that while she was an arusa, an Eishes Ish, she might have had relations, doesn't apply in our world. However, even though the reasons for the Chazal's instituting that weddings should take place as we just on Wednesday night, as we just explained, no longer are applicable, it doesn't, however, change what we said a moment ago, that Ein Bezdin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveroi Elm Kein Gol Mimenu B'Chochma Miminyan. And once Chazal instituted the weddings have to take place on Wednesday night, how could that change, even if the reasons change? So Ritva explains that L'chatchila, when Chazal instituted this rule, the weddings should take place on Wednesday night, that was only instituted in a time when Bezdim were only in session Monday and Wednesday. In a time where, in a time and a place where this isn't the case, this rule was never instituted. The Hagos Oshri says a different teretz, that even though that a later Bezdin, has no ability to overturn what was instituted by an earlier Bezdin, if, however, the Svara is that had this been the case when the original Bezdin instituted the rule, they would have done this, then there's no issue. In other words, if in the time when this rule was instituted, that psulos should get married Wednesday night, they would have known there are places that Bezdin is in session every day, then they would have never made this rule, and then a later Bezdin could overturn it. The Chasam Sofer says a different teretz. He says that when our Mishnah begins Besula Nasas L'Yoyim HaRavi, it doesn't mean that everywhere did it become the rule that a Besula should get married Wednesday night. Rather, when the rule was originally instituted, it was instituted only for those places where Besdin was only in session on Monday and Thursday. In a place where Bezdin was in session every day, never was there a rule instituted that marriages of a Besula could only take place on Wednesday night. The Chasam Sofer says another teretz along the same line. He says it's not that the rule that was instituted was that weddings should take place on Wednesday night. The rule was the wedding should take place the night before Bezdin is in session. And if Bezdin is in session on different days, then weddings could take place on different days. But if that's the case, especially according to this last teretz of the Chasam Sofer, that the rule is the wedding should take place the night before Bezdin is in session. So the question is, how could weddings take place on Thursday night? The Yerushalmi says, actually, in Masechta Ksuvos here, that Beis Din isn't in session on Friday. So yes, we're saying that a wedding could take place the night before Beis Din is in session. But if Beis Din is not in session on Thursdays, so on Fridays, so how could weddings take place on Thursday night? And as we're going to learn later in our shiurim, not only may weddings take place on Thursday night, but there is a real strong reason for a wedding to take place on a Thursday night. So the Rishonim answer that Beis Din doesn't sit on Friday in session, where that means that Beis Din doesn't schedule a din Torah for Friday. However, because we're concerned that they'll get involved with the din Torah and they won't be able to have a chance to prepare for Shabbos. But just to open up the Beis Din and the person should be able to come in and say what he has to say, and then we'll say, I didn't find my kala to be a psula, that could be done on Friday as well. And therefore, weddings could take place on Thursday night. But now the question is, and Tosfos Devarim Maskil Iika on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph discusses this, how could weddings take place on Friday? On Shabbos, Beis Din isn't in session. And if the wedding is going to take place on Friday, and Beis Din isn't in session until Sunday, certainly we need to be concerned to Skaro Datoi. And as the Rishonim already point out, I saw that the Meiri points this out, he says it was very common that weddings took place on Friday. And until not long ago, in Europe and in Israel, it was extremely common that weddings took place on Friday. But how could a wedding take place on Friday if we know that Beis Din is not on session on Shabbos? So the Ri in Tosfos answers that Bizman Hazeh, Beis Din isn't in session at all. It's not like Beis Din has any specific hours that Beis Din are open. And the way, if someone would have a Tainus Pesulim Bizman Hazeh, what would they do? They would immediately gather three people together and make their claim. Such may be done even on Shabbos. Tosfos gives another teretz that Rashi explains at the beginning of the Masechta, a very fundamental question. Why did we have to institute the wedding should take place on Wednesday night? Because as we explained earlier, we're concerned that he may find that his kala is not a basula, and therefore he has to come to Beis Din. Ask Rashi, even if his kala is not a basula, she should still be mutter to him because of the svek sveka. What's the svek sveka? Number one, maybe she was nival before she was an arusa. Only when she's an arusa, if she was nival, do we have a problem because she was nival as an ashes ish. And even if she was nival after she was an arusa, as long as she's not an ashes kayin, if it was ba'oinis, she doesn't become usur to her husband. So Rashi explained the reason. So we shouldn't have to make rules. It's anyway mutter because it's a svek sveka. So Rashi explained, we specifically want him to come to Beis Din, and if he'll come to Beis Din, there'll be a kol, it'll become public what happened, and maybe Adam will come forth and tell us what is truly the situation here. Parenthetically, from here we see a very important yusoid, that even though the halacha, as we all know, is that a svek sveka is mutter, a svek sveka is only mutter if we have no way of being mevarer, of verifying what indeed happened. But if we have the ability to be mevarer what happened, we can't just say that it's a svek sveka. But getting back here, nowadays, says Tosfos, we don't have this whole setup where Beis Din is in session and there are people there and there's a call and the truth will come out. And therefore this whole rule doesn't apply. But again, I believe Tosfos has to rely on the Ritva that we discussed earlier. That the Ritva says that we could only be lenient because the rule of Wednesday night is only given in situations which are similar to the way it was in the times of Chazal. Another teretz is because, as we said earlier, since Bizman Hazeh, we do Erisin and the Nesuin at the same time, the Ran says this part. So the entire concern of finding the girl not being a Basula and the relevant issues that bring aren't relevant Bizman Hazeh, and therefore there's no reason to make a wedding only the night before Beis Din is in a session, and therefore a wedding could take place on Friday as well. The Mordechai says that indeed perhaps weddings should not take place on Friday. The reason weddings take place on Friday, says the Mordechai, is Mipnei Takanas Aniyim. It was very expensive and people didn't have the ability to make weddings. So the way they making a wedding on Friday afternoon was the least expensive way of making a wedding. Firstly, everybody eats at home Friday night, so you won't have many people coming to the wedding meal. And you won't have to make, and the Friday night meal will also be, the Shabbos meal will also be your wedding meal. So even though really weddings, it seems the Mordechai feels should not take place on Friday, because Takanas Aniyim, they instituted the weddings could take place on Friday as well. Shabbos, everybody agrees a wedding cannot take place, because the halach is that one may not get married on Shabbos. One is not allowed to get married on Shabbos. Only if somebody doesn't have children, or the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed Tes Sif Katan Tezayin says if he has children and he doesn't have a wife and he needs to get married to have someone help him take care of his children. But the Ramah in Siman Shin Lamed Tes Sif Aleph says that under no circumstances should weddings take place on Shabbos. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed Tes Sif Katan Yutes, even though, as we've just discussed, the minig was that weddings took place on Friday, and we gave the halachic basis why a wedding may take place on Friday. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed Tes Sif Katan Yutes says certainly Bein Hashmoshes Friday afternoon you may wake a wedding because it's Lutzarich Mitzvah. The Isser getting married on Shabbos is only Isser Rabbanon. Lutzarich Mitzvah Bein Hashmoshes, we could be more makel. But the Mishnah Berurah says Al Chatchil Yesh Lizor Ma'oid Shloi La'acha Kolkach, if you're making a wedding Friday afternoon, you should be careful not to delay. Ki Kama Averus Boin Al Deizeh, it's a recipe for disaster. Tilt, you're going to light candles light, you're going to carry the candles. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'alkei Ma'anochem Ma'oid, it would be most appropriate, L'misha Yecholus B'yodoi, Shloi Lasis Nesun Klal Be'erev Shabbos, one should avoid making weddings on Erev Shabbos, or Refrat Somach La'Sheikha, certainly close to Shabbos, Ki'afem Nesun Yib Ezmanam, even if the wedding will take place on time Friday afternoon, Akaponim Staf Miza Oid Kamukul Kulim, it could create many problems. And this is probably why the meaning of getting married Friday afternoon has disappeared in many communities.